This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to get to this one question right away because this is very, very interesting, and it brings up a point that I've been, or a topic that I've been, you know what, maybe I should just read the email, okay, and then I'll tell you why I want to bring it up. Matthew from Arcadia writes, I just had a pickle for breakfast, okay, and the pickle was so delicious, it's just, that was a big dose of salt, so I think I'm having one of these little salt buzzes. That was, it was one of those Claussen's or Vlasic pickles, really yummy. Okay, anyway, Matthew from Arcadia writes, I'm 36 years old and was just diagnosed with diabetes. My sugar was 360. He says, what's crazy is that his blood sugar last year was normal. He said, normal. There's no diabetes in my family, and now I'm on two medications and I'm not even 40 yet. I don't drink alcohol excessively, and I work out every day. How could this happen? So one thing we've been bringing up on the show is how I'm picking up, and I had picked up in my practice, patients who would all of a sudden become diabetic. They were younger, and they would become diabetic fast. Not this slow, you know, type 2 diabetes where your sugar was 120, then it went up to 125, then it went up to 136. We're talking about people that went from 0 to 90. And then we start instituting medication, and it's not good enough. Their sugars are still rising. Maybe we're staving it off. Maybe the sugars aren't jumping up to 360. But these people, and it's a younger crowd, a younger generation. I was taking care of one patient who was very, very active. I mean, I barely saw any body fat on him. Worked out judiciously, religiously, and still we could barely keep his diabetes in control. He was one of these younger, new-onset diabetics. And so, you know, it makes you wonder what's going on. And so, you know, to quickly review, diabetes is when your body doesn't properly manage the sugar that it has. So your body takes in sugar when it eats, right? Comes in through the mouth, or kind of like the waiting room. Then the sugar starts getting absorbed. It actually can get absorbed even in the mouth, okay? But you start to absorb it, swallow it, et cetera, chew it up, goes down into the esophagus, gets into the stomach, okay? And then the stomach starts to churn your food, obviously, to start breaking it down. Then it gets into the small intestine where it starts becoming absorbed. In order for nutrients and food particles to be absorbed, right, or I should say nutrients, not the food particles, but the nutrients from the food, there has to be enzymes, there has to be proteins, there have to be hormones involved. So insulin gets secreted by the pancreas. Insulin is like the key to the door. It helps take the sugar, right, that starts getting absorbed into the bloodstream and takes that sugar and gets it into cells of the body. So the cell of the body has now a food source and can work. So as sugar starts to get into the system and starts to get absorbed, right, through the small intestine, insulin has to make sure that sugar gets to where it needs to by opening the key to the door of the cells such that the sugar can feed the cells. In a type 1 diabetic, something happens where there's not enough insulin. So the sugar just circulates and circulates. People start to lose weight. They aren't getting fed. That's why these little kids can die if they don't get insulin. So we don't know if it's because a virus wiped out the pancreas such that the pancreas is barely producing insulin. Is it the insulin producing beta cells under some sort of a genetic defect, not producing the insulin it needs to? Is it some other environmental factors? So right now there's a lot of studies looking at why this type 1 diabetes happens. And this very rapidly progressive diabetes we're seeing seems to have the same insidious look that type 1 diabetics have. However, because they still have insulin and working insulin, we don't necessarily call them type 1 diabetics. Type 2 diabetes, that's the diabetes that's a lot more common. That's a diabetes grandma and grandpa had, right, where, you know, they eventually had to start eating less sugar. You know, if less sugar is coming into the, you know, waiting room and coming down the hallway, or less sugar is coming in the mouth and coming into the bloodstream, then we could limit the amount of sugar that's floating around the body because they have less insulin. Maybe they have plenty of insulin, but their insulin seems to be having some resistance issues. Maybe it's because of body fat. Maybe it's because keyholes, right, that the insulin is supposed to work in, the receptors just don't seem to work as well. So type 2 diabetics, their sugar starts to rise slower because, you know, the process is more gradual. It's more chronic. So I don't know what to call these, and I've been calling them diabetic type 3s, even though that's not official by any means, where you have a younger individual who all of a sudden goes from being non-diabetic to very, very diabetic. And they're too old for that type 1 age group, and they still have insulin, but it's not as chronic and slow as type 2. And so, unfortunately, this is what I think happened with Matthew, who wrote the show and is very frustrated. So your job is to make sure that you keep your, you know, sugar intake low. I would recommend getting a nutritionist involved, getting an endocrinologist involved, a diabetic specialist involved. And I am hoping within this next decade, they could figure out why we're seeing such a rapidly progressive diabetic picture. Maybe there's some chemical we're ingesting that's really messing with our pancreas. You know, and I'm not saying it's our cell phones or something else, you know, kind of weird like that. But, you know, why is all of a sudden, you know, your body having an issue with sugar such that your levels are so high? Why is that? You know, or maybe there is a new sort of genetic change that, you know, when you do develop diabetes, some people will develop diabetes slower and some of them will develop it pretty quickly. Maybe there's been people who have been developing diabetes quickly their whole lives, and they just never went to the doctor until they got sick. So the doctor said, yeah, you're diabetic. But what's interesting with Matthew is his sugars were normal a year ago. I'd like to know why you had your blood sugar done. And there's also medicines that could disrupt the way insulin works, some of your medications, steroids, certain thyroid conditions. So there's other things, hemochromatosis. But get it checked out, 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 $1,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthescent.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Mackenzie for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't really know what to say about this. One of you wanted to know what my take was on this pussycat hat style, I guess knit. It's a knit hat that they call the Pussy Hat Project. And it was a part of the Women's March that happened over the weekend, protesting the Trump presidency. And one of you wanted to know, and one of the reasons why I hadn't commented was because I went out of town dealing with a snowstorm and dealing with a couple conferences. So when I saw some of the pictures, and again, I only saw a snapshot of what was going on, I saw knitted hats, and I saw pictures of women in genitalia customs. And so I really didn't, and I apologize because, you know, I'm very, very up to date on the news. And, you know, I was trying to watch the inauguration. So I was watching the inauguration and I was, you know, watching the, you know, church service and the prayers. And I was watching that in between, you know, my conferences. And I didn't know that there was this big march going on until, you know, I switched the station and, wow. And I, you know, some of these costumes, that were of women wearing that basically were, you know, pelvic organs. Okay. To me was a little shocking and a little counterintuitive, a little hypocritical with what I believe the Women's March was trying to do. Now, and again, correct me if I'm wrong. So my impression was the Women's March was trying to preserve, you know, women's rights in terms of equal pay, in terms of, and even though this isn't a woman's right issue, but I believe many people there were pro-Planned Parenthood, pro-choice, all right, which was kind of confusing because if you had women, you know, if this was a march for women, then you would think it would have women of all ideologies there. And from what I heard, if a woman was pro-life, etc., again, this is just a rumor, that depending on your political ideology, if you are a woman who liked Trump or were pro-Trump, you weren't really a part of this march. So my guess is it was a subgrouping of women. And so, I, you know, when I see women dressing up in women genitalia, you know, costumes, the hats are okay. I guess a pussycat hat, but it really wasn't designed to look like a cat. My guess is, again, it was supposed to be in reference to female genitalia, which I don't think really helps the cause much. You know, and this is something that confuses me. You know, being a woman, right, and, you know, having benefited from all the work that my grandmother and mother and women of that generation did to allow me to, you know, be a physician, you know, go to college, you know, work in the workplace, you know, be in radio. I am so grateful for you know, all the work that our foremothers did and our current supporters do, you know, to fight the fight. However, all right, none of that was supposed to include female genitalia. All right, we are trying to take away the boobies out of the equation, take away the various parts of the female pelvic organs below the waist when we are, you know, negotiating salary, negotiating promotions, applying for a job, etc. So I find it very, very odd that that would be a very focal visual point of this march. That to me makes me a little nervous. You know, ladies, I got you. I get it. You know, I mean, we don't want to do the same work that a man is doing for less pay. But once you start bringing in, you know, the pink and I thought, you know, women don't, well, I thought a lot of women don't like the idea of pink is for girls, blue is for boys. You know, so it's very interesting how, you know, sometimes we go back to the gender card. And so, you know, we have to be consistent. And so I'm for marches. I'm for, you know, freedom of speech. I think a lot has been able to progress because of our voices being heard in the visual images. But then do not, for the love of the Lord, demean us by, and I don't want to say the body parts on air because I'm not talking in a medical sense, but there were some pretty significant aspects to the female vagina being depicted in some of these costumes. And ladies, come on. You know, you got all these women to march. You know, what a missed opportunity if what's being grabbed and seen is the part that we really don't want to, you know, be identified as. So it's, to me, very, very, a little frustrating. Okay? I think, you know, if you were able to organize that successfully a march, all right, you know, you could do so much with that. And so, and I understand it was probably somebody's decision. The knitted hats, I get it. It's cold. It's nice. And if you wanted to use pink, I get that, you know, because I think that, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is represented by pink. So I get it. But I think it really, really went too far. And, you know, we don't want to worsen the, you know, sex relations that we already have, right? And the race relations that we already have, you know, any more than we need to. You know, I've talked about how the more progress we make, right, the more we put ourselves back. You know, we talked about how, you know, for example, like with the breastfeeding. Okay, you know, you want to breastfeed in public, and I get that. I breastfed in public. I used a drape, you know, because I really didn't want to make anybody, you know, uncomfortable. You know, but I you know, yeah, if I got to feed my baby, let me feed my baby. Okay, but if you do breastfeed in public, you can't also turn around and say, he's looking at my breast. You can't do that. You know, or gosh, you're looking at my breast, or for example, there was that case where a restaurant is like, look, you know, would you like some privacy? You know, so no one's looking at you. We got a place, you know, in the back. And that restaurant got in trouble for suggesting that somebody breastfeeding go to a private area. Yet, aren't there laws now? I believe it was under the ACA that employers had to give you a private area. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you're a customer and offered a private area, it's bad. Yet employers have to give you a private area. They have to take up a certain amount of square footage, make sure it's not a bathroom. I get that it has to be kind of a private area. You know, but you know what? When you start, you know, putting people in this damned if you do, damned if you don't scenario, it's going to make people say, you know what? It's just easier if I hire a guy. We don't want to make life easier for not hiring us. And if employers think that we're going to be the first ones to accuse, you know, to cry foul or sexual harassment or sexual assault. Now, mind you, somebody does that to us. Oh, yeah, you be loud. You make sure that never happens again. And thank God for us being as vocal about it. But if we are being over-exaggerated and over-dramatic with female genitalia, it's going to make certain employers more nervous. And if they don't have to worry about getting sued or getting in trouble or saying the wrong thing when you're breastfeeding or whatever, we're going to see, you know, men be the preferred person to hire for the job. You know, ladies, what do you expect? So we're in a tough spot. We're in a tough spot. You know, I'm supposed to be speaking to a female medical group, you know, on, you know, salary negotiation and you know, et cetera. And, you know, women already come into the workforce, unfortunately, on the left foot, because one is you have old stereotypes of, oh, women's going to have her period, so she's going to call out more, or she's going to want to take care of her kids. So you have the old stereotypes, which we women have overcome. And we said, look, you know, just because we have a kid doesn't mean we're always taking off work. You know, we're organizing babysitting. We're going to, and by the way, still, you have a maternal instinct. You act on that. Babies do come first, okay, whether you're a dad or a mom. So you have the old stereotypes we're fighting. But then we have the new stereotypes we're fighting. If I repeat anything I saw in a movie or on a TV show the next day, and a woman is offended by my talking about what I saw, I could get in trouble for sexual harassment. All right, so now you have these new stereotypes going, we're gonna get in trouble for something just by being guys. And we don't want that either. As a woman, I don't want that. I don't want guys falling all over each other, you know, trying to not look at my breasts if I'm breast. I don't want to put guys in, you know, make them uncomfortable. Fine, I'll, you know, go and I'll, you know, use the breastfeeding room or whatever. But, you know, the more progress we make, the more we could put ourselves back. And so when you do have an opportunity, and I'm really proud of the women being able to, not because I want them to protest Trump, I don't, but I like the idea of people being able to get together for a common cause. Don't waste it on exaggerated, dramatic, you know, dirty costumes. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Rebel, rebel.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a mom in Baltimore is furious after her third grader came home missing three teeth. Apparently, Shonda Fleming signed a permission slip for her son to get a routine dental cleaning at school. I didn't know schools do that now. Where they do dental cleanings. I mean, that would be pretty cool to have free dental cleanings at school. You know, I love the children's dentist. We've been taking our kids to Dr. Josh and Michael Sachs. We've been taking them to the children's dentist for years. And, you know, there's no state benefit saying dental care is free. But it's so vital to make sure that your kids are going twice a year. So I like the idea of there being dental cleanings, but you'll hear what happened. The kid came home missing three teeth. She goes, I'm angry about this. I don't think that it should have happened like that. She told WJZ, her 9-year-old son Michael is missing 2 teeth on one side and 1 teeth on the bottom. She claimed she was not notified by the elementary school about the procedures, which were done by a dental program visiting the school. According to WJZ, school dental programs became more common after a Prince George's County boy died from an infected tooth in 2007. Baltimore Public Schools declined the news station's request for comment, citing HIPAA and privacy concerns. The procedure caused the third grader to miss the bus, and he had to walk almost a mile to get home. WJZ did not specify what date the incident occurred, but reported that Michael had an appointment with a family dentist scheduled for January 23rd. She just doesn't know how a school or company can take it in their hands to do something like this to a child. Now, I'm kind of shocked by that. I don't know why. Now, I mean, I understand that some dentists could go, okay, you know what, this tooth looks bad. This child is not getting proper care. We have to do something. But still, you need to contact the parent. You know, very rarely doctors do anything without the parents unless, of course, the parents aren't available and it's emergent, or if they believe that the parents are neglecting the child. You know, that child is dehydrated. We're going to give that child fluids. I mean, I'm not sure what happened here, but it definitely made news. Now, while we're on the subject of teeth, what about sucking on mints? Can they prevent tooth decay? There are two British dentists who claim that their breath mints can not only freshen breath, but protect teeth from acid attack and repair tooth decay. The mints have calcium phosphate that helps repair the damage of decay, they say, xylitol, which is a natural sweetener. It helps neutralize acids that cause decay and reduces the formation of plaque. Green tea, which helps block the enzymes that break down collagen and the scaffolding of the teeth. And peppermint oil to freshen the breath. Now, scientists at the University of Illinois tested these mints on extracted teeth by exposing them to a sugar solution to promote decay and then coating them with xylitol fluoride or the mints. They found fluoride worked the best, but the mints did better than using the xylitol. This is according to Dr. Michael Heffernan, who has a dental practice and is one of the, I guess, brains behind the mints. So what they want to do is find a way to protect your teeth in between brushing. Now, they say if you have 5 of these sugar-free mints throughout the day, it is enough to protect the teeth and repair any damage that occurs during the day. I'm just a little nervous about absorbing, you know, all that xylitol if you don't need to. I don't really know what risk xylitol could, but I just don't like doing anything 5 times a day. I mean, I pee. I go to the bathroom 5 times a day. So, 2015, there was a group that looked at various studies looking at xylitol and said that the evidence of the effects is not clear. So to start recommending some sort of a mint or gum, you know, is to me a little sketchy. But what it does remind us is that we need to take care of our teeth a heck of a lot more often than just the early morning and late night toothbrushing. You know, we don't really brush our teeth that well. Now, you're supposed to be brushing your teeth for at least, you know, a good 2 minutes. Many of you guys go brush your tongue, swish, spit, and that's 5 seconds. 2 minutes of toothbrushing and massaging the gums. Do you do that in the morning? I don't do it in the morning because I have to pee. I can't stand for 2 minutes after I just woke up. I got to pee. Now, I know you can say, well, Dahlia, why don't you go pee and then brush your teeth? I could, but I really can't stand, you know, waking up and feeling like I want to brush my teeth first. I don't want to do any kisses. Speaking of kisses, there is a naturally occurring hormone called kisspeptin. And this may be the way to boost our sex drive. It stimulates the release of other reproductive hormones inside the body. The study looked at 29 healthy young heterosexual men. They received either an injection of this kisspeptin. Yeah, I guess it's a real thing. I've never heard of it before today. Or they received an inactive placebo. And the men then underwent brain scans while being shown different types of pictures. After an injection of kisspeptin, seeing sexual or romantic images of couples triggered an increased activity in their brain areas that's usually activated by arousal and romance. The researchers now want to study whether kisspeptin could treat some psychosexual disorders, right, or sexual problems with the psychological cause. Right, this could happen to people who, unfortunately, are infertile and are having difficulty having sex. Also, I could see a huge application for women who have hyposexual desire disorder when sex drive starts to drop when you get into your mid-30s, early 40s. So if this could help reproduction, if it could help marriages last and couples last, pretty cool. I just kiss Peptin. I just think it's a very kind of interesting, I don't know. I think it's just an interesting name. Now, they're calling it the mental Viagra. All right. The Journal of Clinical Investigation says this is going to help couples play a role in trying to conceive and help give you a voracious sexual appetite. I don't know if I, I just don't like the idea of taking something called Kiss Peptin. All right, switching gears now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Language may impact diabetes care for Latinos who have limited English. Remember I told you when I was in training, there was a lady who went blind in one eye. And I heard some of the, residents, you know, say, look, you know, I don't understand. They're always eating their tortillas and the rice and, you know, they're doing it to themselves. And I'm like, whoa. And I go over to her and I said, you know, look, you're blind in one eye. I'm sorry that this is happening to you. But when you were told you had diabetes, what did they tell you about diabetes? And I told you, told you guys this before. She said, no dulces, meaning they told me no sweets. That's it. That's all she inferred from that education. We're talking back in the 90s. So nobody told her that high blood sugar could cause the little blood vessels in the back of the eye to burst. Nobody told her that rice, tortillas, bread, starchy-type foods could turn to sugar. Nobody explained that to her. They just said no sweets, so she wasn't eating sweets. Why did she still go blind? So I've known that with language barriers, we're having major issues with treating people. And some people will say, you know, Dahlia, English is the main language of America. You know, it's not on us to learn Spanish. Okay. You know, when are people taking responsibility? But you have to remember, no matter what happens in this country, we're all paying for it. So when a resident, illegal immigrant, or citizen, right, you know, starts to go blind or have complications of diabetes, it's all on us anyway. So, yes, it is going, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I know many of you have been asking about, you know, when is Trump going to say English is the national language of America? English is, you know, the country's language. But, you know, I don't think we need to be the only country that only speaks one language. You know, most countries, these kids are learning two languages. They're learning Japanese and English. They're learning Hebrew and English. They're learning Hebrew and Arabic. They're learning Spanish and Portuguese. So I'm for the trend for us to learn more than one language. Learn German, learn French, learn Mandarin. Anyway, researchers looked at 31,000 patients with diabetes who received insurance and healthcare through Kaiser Permanente, and they found that 60% of Spanish-speaking Latino patients skipped filling prescriptions at least 20% of the time in the 2 years they were told they needed the drugs. So we need to understand cultural differences and, you know, when you take a medication versus once versus continual, and language barriers, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium-quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to switch gears here. This is interesting. Philadelphia has become the first U.S. city to ban employers from requesting a salary history. Now, we were just talking about, you know, pay and equal pay, and we're going to be talking about job stress in a second. And in many job interviews, when you fill out your application, you need to put what you made in your previous job. Now, I guess Philadelphia has voted, okay, and I believe it Mayor Jim Kenney, had Democrat, had signed the measure. says this is going to be a vital step towards closing the wage gap between men and women. Apparently, cable giant Comcast appears to be a critic. He says, I know that Comcast and the business committee are committed to ending wage discrimination, and I'm hopeful that moving forward we can have a better partnership on this and other issues of concern to business owners and their employees. He says this doesn't need to be an either-or argument. What is good for the people of Philadelphia is good for business, too. Comcast and the city's Chamber of Commerce agreed the law goes too far in dictating how employers can interact with possible new hires. They said Philadelphia has a reputation around the country and world for having high costs of doing business. With this bill, we have reinforced our unfortunate anti-business reputation of having a city government that tells companies how to run their business. So basically, I guess, women in Pennsylvania are paid 79 cents for every dollar a man earns, according to a 2015 Census Bureau report. For black and Hispanic women, the pay gap is even wider. So the bill is going to become law May 23rd. And, you see, okay, so when I was hiring and I closed my office and became a professor at Toro University earlier last year, when we would though hire staff, the applications we used were standard applications. And they did have areas for salary, and we always said, look, you don't have to fill it out if you don't want to. And my guess is when people did fill it out, they didn't put the honest salary anyway. Because I never called the employer and said, how much did you pay them? I just never asked that. So if they say they were making $25 an hour, I'm not going to sit there and contest it if that's what they were making, or if they were making $12 an hour, if they were making $18 an hour. You know, so, I understand people on their application, you know, may not be completely forthcoming with what they make. Why would that be on an application? Why do so many applications have that? Well, one is an employer doesn't want to undercut you. And they also don't want to offer you. All right. So, you know, when you finally make it to the interview process, okay, and you're being interviewed by somebody, we want to know that if we're going to be spending this time, you're not going to walk out in the middle of it going, really, that's all you're offering me? So it's nice to know what pay range you're looking at. But you see, for me, it was mood and it wasn't necessary because we could always ask, you know, what type of salary are you looking for? And that gets asked many times at a job. What sort of salary? You know, what do you need? What are you expecting? Now, I never asked what you got paid in your last job because I know during the recession, things changed. People took pay cuts. People had to find jobs when they got laid off. And some of the highest paid employees had to take, you know, 100% pay cuts. Get half their income dropped and it had nothing to do with their work ethic or their talent or their ability. But we also want to make sure we're within the market. And so a lot of doctors, when doctors are hired, you know, many of these places offer very similar or just a little bit more. You know, so because again, there's some trends and so, you know, you want to stay on top of the trends and you want to make sure you're not under, pain. So, you know, these applications would have that. However, I could see why this, something like this could get passed because if, you know, you have a male who was making a certain amount and the female was making less, an employer could say, you know what, she's not expecting more, so I could get away with paying less. Would keeping this off the applications and preventing employers from asking, you know, your salary, will that really equalize pay? Probably not. What I don't understand, you see, because government jobs, it's all transparent. If there are two assistants to the principal, let's say, you can't have a woman assistant to a principal and a male assistant to a principal make separate money. I mean, it's you can't do that. But apparently in places where it's less transparent, maybe some employers are getting away with that, which is a shame. So, very interesting. Now, we talk about burnout. And this was an interesting article out of the Daily Mail. Is your job having negative effects on your mental health? What signs are telling you that your career is detrimental to your mind and you need to resign? Now, we've covered this topic many times. How do you know you're burned out? But, you know, many of you are new to the show, and I think this is such an important topic that I don't mind going through it again. This particular psychologist is Dr. Sandy Mann. She is a lecturer at the University of Central Lancashire and out of Europe, and she is a psychologist that, you know, teaches about burnout and signs of negative mental health impact. But these are things we've talked about on our show. One is you can't sleep at night, or when you do sleep, you don't get good sleep. All right. So if you have too much on your mind, right, if you're not able to rest, if you're not feeling confident about your job and you're worried about your job and worried, that could be an issue. So sleep is important. If you're making mistakes, the one thing I notice is that when I'm burned out, I just seem to do stupid things. Like, oh, I left the groceries in the car, or I left my keys in the bathroom, something like that. And so when you notice that you're making mistakes, that means you're getting kind of foggy, that you're not concentrating on what you need to. Another big thing is if you start to get short-tempered. If you are, let's say, very quick to snap at hubby or snap at the kids or snap at your wife, that could be a sign that your short fuse is a sign of you being burned out. One, you can't concentrate. Okay? You know, when you can't sit there and read a book and enjoy that book, you can't sit there and enjoy that movie or work on a task in the garage, you can't, that's an issue. If you are teary-eyed a lot or emotional, that happens a lot. When you haven't got enough sleep, you're not eating well, you're not happy with your life, you're stressed out, you're on edge, you could be more teary-eyed. The big thing for me, I know when I'm burned out, is when I lose my sense of humor. If I don't laugh at something that should be funny. Now, mind you, if my mind is on something, or I'm working on something, or I'm busy, yeah, I'm not going to giggle. But if I notice that I've gone all day without giggling, or I haven't laughed at one of my husband's jokes, even his stupid jokes I laugh at, because I like stupid jokes. He makes me laugh. But when I notice I'm not laughing at what my husband's saying, that's time that I need to take a step back, and I need to, you know, put the work away and, you know, enjoy life. When you feel like you don't care anymore, when you're at your job going, you want to know what? I don't care if that customer's mad at me. Really, you want to write a bad review? Bring it. Really, you want to tell my boss you don't like me? Fine. I don't care. That's a problem. Because you don't want to have that take the... What was that movie with Michael Douglas where he just decided to lose it? And I think he was running around with... I don't know, but you know, he just decided to walk off the job type of thing. You got to be careful. You do not want to get... Because a lot of times you sleep on it, you feel better. You put things into perspective. If you wake up each morning with a feeling of dread, she says, if you wake up, you feel anxious about the day ahead, you do not want to get out of bed, you do not want to go to work, that's a problem. Now, mind you, many of us in the recession had to take on jobs we didn't want. We had to take on extra work. And it was very frustrating. We had families to feed, and God bless you. But if it's been 8 years, and you're still not doing a job that you want, if you notice a small break in the economy, please take that chance to go and, you know, take some night school or classes or online classes or something to start getting you a bounce in your step, because you got to enjoy life. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks, work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.